By the way, I was asked to be on Question Time yesterday. I swear to God. Cool. Question Time. Well, Question Time. No, do you want that? No, I don't. I have no opinions on anything, and those that are peculiar. It would be no good for the show, because I'd flip-flop all over the place. I'd agree with anyone, so I want to get on with everyone.
That's what, yeah, but that in itself would be quite entertaining.
No, you have to go on Question Time. Now, did you see that team of wild horses on Marylebone High Street this morning? No, of course not.
Why not?
Oh, yeah.
You got to go on Question Time.
No, you don't. I've done This Is Your Life. I've done Who's Baby. Why do I want to go on Question Time? To be on telly more? Oh, there's something the public are crying out for.
I'm not sure Mr. Dimbleby's financial advisor is going to find out the same. Mr. Dimbleby wants you on Question Time.
But if they come across and talk about sort of Bosnia, I know that's not necessarily the most topical reference I've brought out there.
Precisely.
I don't know what to say about Bosnia. If they come across and talk about paedophile, all I know is these two paedophiles walk into a bar, and that kind of commentator, I don't know about that. I'm going to sit there and start talking about, should we give away political topics to members of the audience? That's going to be my special
Chinese.
That's what I'll do, isn't it? No, I don't know about that, but what words end in D-O-U-S? I'll get a skunk eye from every member of the audience.
No, it's a poison chalice.
I think
it's a boring chat. Yeah. Is the worst thing. Why on earth?
Because what they do is they drag. Because they started doing this. They did this with this new Sun columnist the first time. It's Emma, someone who's been smashed hit. Dragged her on, put her on, asked her a load of questions. She made a complete idiot of herself because she just was completely out of her depth with all these other very worthy people. And they also had a laugh.
But it's not about depth. That's what they pride themselves on. Don't worry, you won't be out. It's not about being out of depth. It's whether it's dull.
Yeah.
It's not heavy and froth. It's just not, I don't, nobody wants to see you. Can you imagine?
Oh, yes, well, I think what happens, I mean, you know, Gaunt, he'd be brilliant on it, that's what he does.
And tonight we have on the panel, reading from left to right, three heavyweights and a fella on the end there who's going to tell us about the Hawaiian alphabet.
Exactly. But that's exactly what they want, which is precisely why you shouldn't do it.
The thing is, I'm brighter than them.
Yes, exactly.